Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Trimbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on a Sunday afternoon. Some show notes for you if you are looking for some pro wrestling today. IPW running in Austin, Texas. PTW in Georgetown, Kentucky. KZW in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. UWA in New Albany, Indiana. Kentuckiana Die Hard Wrestling in Memphis, Indiana. ESW in Piedmont, Alabama, and NWA Blue Collar Wrestling today at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon, where they are hosting the tournament to crown a brand new NWA Pacific Northwest champion. So get out there, support your local independent wrestling promotions wherever they may be near you. So QT, sounds like a lot of wrestling going on today, and we're going to have a brand new NWA Pacific Northwest heavyweight champion by the end of the day.
And Sangai, I have talked to many wrestling fans, blue-collar wrestling fans, and they want to know what your fastest time down to Portland is. Some people are guessing your fastest time is 2 minutes and 30 minutes. 2 hours, 30 minutes. Yes.
That's relatively close. But I'd like to bring the guest on right now. We have with us, returning to the show, the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. Mr. Tremont, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for taking time today to be with us.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having me back. How you guys been?
Doing very well. First thing I would like to ask you about is you started a new store that wrestling fans in the Northeast are probably very excited about. Can you tell us a little bit about what you started and how the fans can get into this store?
Sure, man. I appreciate the outlet to do so. One thing I've always wanted to do that pro wrestling has given me an outlet to do a lot of things and build my name as a brand and, become known in the wrestling business. It's given me a lot of avenues to, create a lot of different ventures that aren't just having me bump in the ring that I can also generate revenue with and pay the bills at the end of the day. Since I was probably been about 17 years old, I've always wanted to open a wrestling sports collectible store, a place for wrestling fans, in the area that can come to and hang out and, see a lot of different wrestling memorabilia and, come in and hang out and have, just a safe place to hang out for wrestling fans alike. So in December, I was given an opportunity, a trial run to open up a small store, which went good during the holiday season. And now this past Thursday was the grand opening of the new expanded store. We're located at Bulldozers Collectibles, located in the Berlin Farmers Market in Berlin, New Jersey. We're open Thursday through Sunday, and we have a plethora of wrestling and sports memorabilia, WWE figures and DVDs, and a lot of independent wrestling memorabilia, CZW and On Point Wrestling, just a little bit of everything for everybody to cater to every different, kind of wrestling fan out there, and then a lot of sports memorabilia and stuff like that. So, gives me a solid foundation for like an office. I do most of my work out of here now. Now we're open 4 days a week, and the normal traffic flow that comes to the market, they're checking out the store. A lot of fans have been coming to the store, so the grand opening this week has been really good, and I appreciate everybody who's coming out, and hopefully it's the start of something good, and it can be open for a long time.
Now, why did you pick this particular time to launch the store? Was there a strategic reason as to now being the right time to launch it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think my test run, I wanted to open up during the holiday season when people are you know, that month of December, you know, people have a little extra money in their pocket and they're shopping for the holidays. So I wanted to give my test run during the holiday season to you know, really test the waters and, you know, see how we would do, what kind of merchandise sells, and, you know, how much, you know, revenue can we generate to see if I can really maintain a full-fledged store and stuff like that. And like I said, we did very well during the December holiday season. And we did good enough to where I got the opportunity to expand into a whole bigger store, and that it went really good. And I think you know, like you said, strategically opening up during the holiday season just gave me a good basis of the general traffic in the farmers market, what kind of people are coming to the farmers market, and you know of you know, what stuff I should carry and what fans I should cater to. So that was definitely a really good basis for, you know, for the store overall. And now we're inside in the new expanded store, and it's been a great opening week.
You're most known for promotions like CZW and Rockstar Pro that cater to more of the adult fans. It's more of hardcore wrestling. Are you seeing fans of that nature come in, or are you seeing more of a mainstream wrestling fan, guys that watch the televised product, that's seeing what you have? What kind of clientele do you see coming in at this point? I know it's early in the run, but what are you noticing?
It's been a very good influx of both. What I see, Berlin, New Jersey is only 10 minutes from Voorhees, New Jersey, where CZW runs every month. So we're local to the area where CZW promotes their live events each month, which has been very helpful. You know, a lot of fans are familiar with the Voorhees area. So, you know, me being only 10 minutes away from there, it gives them, you know, somewhere to go local in the area that they're familiar with. So I'm getting a good influx of CZW fans that know who I am already, and because they know of me and they've been a fan and have been a supporter of me, they've been coming in and checking out the store and seeing what we got. And then also you already have the regular traffic that, you know, comes to the flea market itself. So it's a new store. They're seeing new things, so they're checking that out. And then it's definitely – I think the biggest thing that I'll notice is that wrestling, just mainstream wrestling fans, they'll come in, they'll check it out, they'll see WWE items, they'll see TNA items, but they're not really familiar with a lot of the independent stuff, and they'll see my face on the wall, they'll see CZW DVDs, and I'll see little kids come in right now, like, hey, they'll tap their mom on the shoulder, like, hey, that's the guy on the poster, and they'll point to me, and then I'll be able to, you know, generate a conversation with them and introduce them to indie wrestling and CZW. So I think that's another really good outlet with the store. I've been able to show a lot of fans that aren't familiar with independent wrestling, CZW and On Point Wrestling in particular, two companies I'm very heavily involved with, you know, pretty much, you know, show new eyes to these, you know, fans and paying patrons that are coming into the store. But I would say mostly overall, just your typical mainstream wrestling fan that watch wrestling on Monday nights are coming in, and, you know, they're seeing the Roman Reigns figures on the wall and the DX t-shirts and stuff like that. And then they're seeing a lot of this other wrestling that they're not, you know, not very familiar with, but now they're, you know, able to see this stuff because of all the different varieties of stuff that we have in the store.
Well, my co-host QT is standing by, and I know that he also has some questions to ask of you, so I'm going to pass you over to him for a bit.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Matt.
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Matt, we have asked many of our interviewees what kind of injuries they have had among them, and among them have been your standard concussion, the sprained ankle, the knocked out tooth, two or more teeth knocked out, the poked eye, the sprained knee, the broken neck, and the torn ACL. My question is, what is the injury you have had to work the hardest to overcome and heal?
Thankfully, this February will be 9 years in the business for myself. And thankfully, knock on wood, I've never had any, you know, broken bones or major surgeries or really injuries. It's just a lot of trips to the hospital and a lot of stitches. to close, you know, gaping wounds that I've had for a lot of these death matches I've done. But you know, I have some ailing. You know, my knees don't work so great. My hip will come out of place once in a while. But you know, thankfully, knock on wood, I've never actually had any broken bones or any physical injuries in the almost 9 years I've been doing this now.
Wow. All right. Well, what is the injury you fear most that you haven't received?
I would definitely say anything with the neck. I mean, obviously, in this business, it's always worrisome. And, you know, with all the bumps and you know, stuff you take inside the ring, you know, your neck is always a worry, and definitely stuff with the head and concussions. I mean, I've probably had diagnosed and undiagnosed probably over 20, 25 concussions in my career. So it's definitely something I'm more, aware of now. I try not to take a lot of unprotected shots at the head anymore, and especially with all the technology, all the medical advancements, and, you know, just overall information they have of all that stuff now. So I definitely try to be as safe as possible with anything as far as the skull and the brain. So, I try to stay away from, you know, unprotected chair shots and stuff like that because, you know, long-term-wise, that's not good for anybody. Definitely say, you know, the brain, the head, and the neck are always, you know, two of the body parts. I'll always worry about the most of, if I ever had to suffer anything, that would be something I definitely want to be a part of.
Wow. All right. Okay. The neck, very, very good. All right. Well, Matt, in the sports world, there is a myth of records that are considered unbreakable. In basketball, it's Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. In baseball, it's Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. In track and field, it's Emil Zettelpack's 1952 Olympic wins in the 5,000, 10,000, and marathon. In boxing, it's Rocky Marciano's 28-0 undefeated career. My question is, what is your favorite non-wrestling sport, supposedly untouchable record?
Hey, that's a hard one. I'm not too big of a sports fan as much as I used to be when I was growing up. Really, since I've been in the wrestling business, haven't had much time to really watch any sports anymore. I guess the most recent one that pops in my head, as being a basketball and Philadelphia 76ers fan, probably the most recent streak they had wasn't a good streak. I think they set the NBA record for most consecutive losses to begin an NBA season. They lost maybe 20 to 30 straight games to open the season. So if there's anything relevant that's on my mind right now that's recent into recent memory, it would be the Sixers win-lose, unfortunately, loss record within the last year or so.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Well, in your opinion, will Golden State finish the season with 10 or less losses? Yes.
I will say I'm going to go with they're going to lose 13 games. So they will lose more than 10 games, I think.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, what is a record in wrestling that you yourself would like to set and then promote with your promo skills?
I think first thing that comes to mind would probably be for myself personally would be one of the longest reigning CZW champion. And there's some very long title reigns within the history of the title. Masada and Drake Younger come to mind. They held the belt for maybe a year, possibly two, closer to that. So if I can beat one of their streaks and be, you know, the longest reigning heavyweight champion in combat zone history, would be quite an accomplishment.
Great. Wow. All right. Okay. Now, Matt, there is also in the subject of wrestling, Kale Sanderson went all 4 years of his collegiate wrestling career undefeated. I think he ended up with 152-0 record. That's one of my favorite wrestling records as it pertains to wrestling. Have you yourself heard of Kale Sanderson?
Vaguely heard the name before. Not too aware of his accomplishments until right now, what you noted.
Oh, all right. Well, I myself had set up a Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignment folder, and in it I have what I have assigned, and if it was complete, I want you to go on YouTube and look up any YouTube videos of Cale Sanderson's senior year where this streak was on the line and it was the most pressure. Would you be able to do that?
I think I can. I'm on the internet quite often in the office, so I think I can dedicate some time to take a look at some of this stuff. So, nah, sure, I can do that.
Oh, good. I do like that. We do like this. Homework assignment is getting quite full. Very good. Okay. Well, Matt, Northwest wrestler Dayafullah Dabashi was born and raised in Yemen, and I myself have personally seen him bring a prayer rug into the ring, and I have seen him face east to Mecca. A year or two ago, he traveled to Abdullah the Butcher's House of Ribs and Chinese Food and attacked him in his own establishment.
Oh, my
question is, do you think this act alone should have got Dayafullah Dabashi ranked in Pro Wrestling Illustrated's top 500 rankings?
I think so. It seems like an infamous event that would hold his name in some sort of prestige. But I would definitely agree that he should have placement in the upcoming PWI 500 next year.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think this long-distance offensive surprise attack equaled in notoriety the breaking of a coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head by Roddy Piper?
I think so. Acts like that don't happen too often in the wrestling industry now, and I think something on this level that would get some mainstream press, you know, in a magazine publication like PWI would be something good for that. So, yeah, hopefully.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Well, Matt, Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers hit two Hail Marys during this playoff season, one being last night on a last-second play against Arizona. My question is, have you ever been in a time limit match where you pulled off a move with about 10 seconds left and got the pin just before time ran out and you got to keep a title or belt in a Hail Mary-like move?
I would like to say I have, but unfortunately not. In 9 years doing this, I haven't competed in any time limit matches or Ironman matches of any sort. So, unfortunately, no, I haven't been in that sort of predicament.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, Matt, I saw your YouTube video called Danny Havoc versus Matt Tremont, and at the 2:39 mark, Danny went into the crowd and got a wooden stand that reminded me of a track and field steeplechase barrier, and to a lesser extent, a spice rack. 7 fluorescent lights by 2 wooden spears. The 2-mark and 2-3 minute mark, both of you tried to get leverage to pick each other up. You finally prevailed at the 3:02 mark, and you sent Danny crashing through all 7 filaments. My first question is, did the wrestling promoter ask you to go half and half on the light bulbs?
No, he actually did not. All the weaponry that evening was supplied by the promoter and the promotion itself. So, no, myself nor Danny Havoc did not have to partake in any of the finances to put together the gimmicks.
Oh, okay. Well, my second question is, have you done a match since this one with 10 racks of light bulbs?
Yes, probably about a handful of them. Since that match in particular, I've probably done about a half a dozen of those type of matches. After that, I think that match took place in September, so probably did about a handful of them afterwards, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Wow. All right. Well, Matt, there is a story out there of pioneering wrestler Bobo Bobo Brazil Jr. He, of course, was the wrestler who won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship on October 18, 1962, by defeating Buddy Rogers. Bobo's last official match was in Chicago, Illinois, against Kelly Kaniski, son of rival Gene Kaniski. That was in 1993. Well, early in his career, Bobo was billed as Boo Boo Brazil, and one night, a promoter had him announced as Bobo, and the name stuck. My question is, has an announcer ever mispronounced your name like Matt Trey Mount?
Numerous times. My last name apparently is French, and a lot of wrestling ring announcers would pronounce it Trey Mount, though it is properly pronounced Tremont. But it became knowledge to myself this past summer while I was working a gentleman in the Midwest who was from Quebec, the French province in Canada. And he told me that Tremont is pronounced that way, Tremont, in that region, in that province of Canada, and it is French, and Tremont over there means great mountain. So there is some, I guess there is some history behind the last name, but I guess over here, how it's pronounced in my family and how it should be properly pronounced is Tremont, but more times less now, a lot of times I'll go to shows and the ring announcers will pronounce it Tremont, but either or, that doesn't bother me at all, you know, however they want to pronounce it. It's fine with me, but that's a little bit of the story behind the last name.
Oh, okay. Have you ever grabbed the microphone from an announcer and corrected them, or have you refrained from this?
I've refrained most of the times, but I think once I think it was just the heat of the moment type deal, and the fans were getting on the ring announcer for mispronouncing it because they know it is Tremont. So I think I took the opportunity at hand and corrected the ring announcer that was present and told him how to properly pronounce it.
Oh, all right. Well, how much do you think a framed autograph of Bobo Brazil Jr. would go for if it was in mint condition and it was signed as Boo Boo?
I think a good guesstimate off the top of my head, I think for something like that, maybe $200-$250, maybe, signed in frame, you never know.
Oh, okay, $200, okay. Have you ever purposely misspelled your name on an autograph in hopes of seeing this particular card be more valuable than your correctly spelled cards?
I have not, but maybe I'll have to inquire, and maybe I'll have to do that one time and change it up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Matt, many people out there believe that there are three Brett Favre rookie cards out there with the name spelled wrong. And seeing how Brett Favre, that Favre is a kind of a strange last name, it could be spelled wrong. People think there are three rookie cards out there. Yes. Okay. Well, Matt, in today's pop culture crazy society, celebrities pretty much always need to be in an autograph mode. With Sharpies in hand, fans ask famous actors, musicians, and athletes for autographs just about anywhere and to sign just about anything. Actor David Trenchnot, of Doctor Who fame, once gave an autograph while showering in his gym. And Los Angeles Kings goalie Jonathan Quick once signed a fan's half-eaten grilled sandwich. My question is, to your knowledge, has Danny Havoc ever signed a Kindle stick and given it to a fan?
I would believe so, yeah. I would say he has.
Oh, okay. Is there any chance that you can personally ask him and ask if this has been done?
I sure could. I'll see him in about 3 weeks or so. So if I'll have to write that down in the notebook, and I will definitely inquire with him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Matt, you mentioned Bulldozer Collectibles that opened this week. Did you take business courses in high school or college?
I did not. I think I just, you know, went to high school, you know, graduated, you know, got my diploma. But I think as far as business or anything like that, never took any courses in particular. But, you know, I think in the 9 years I've been doing this, have become very business-minded, very brand-building in the last year and a half. I look at the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, as a brand, and I've been able to use that and, you know, utilize that to build other brands as far as, you know, venturing into different business ventures. So I, you know, utilize what little fame I have to put that name on the marquee, and it, you know, somewhat notable. But no, never took any classes. Kind of just have, just like the wrestling business, when you break in, they tell you to, you know, mouth shut, ears open, and be a sponge, and always inquire and take in as much information as possible. And I've done that in and out of the ring, especially as far as business stuff. I've always had my ear open to a lot of different guys that are in the business that have ventured out into a lot of different business ventures as far as, you know, opening businesses and building brands and things of that nature. So I never took any courses, so it's just been a thing I've been, you know, going along and learning on my own as time is going on.
Wow, all right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if you have a son or daughter that helps out at the shop?
Right now it is myself and my wife that run the store. And if I'm on the road working on the show, I was in the Bronx, New York last night, so I had to step out of the store for most of the day. And Mrs. Bulldozer, she'll be here running the store. So it's just husband and wife owned and operated business. So if I'm not here, Mrs. Bulldozer is here.
Wow, all right. How big of square footage is a store?
1,500.
1,500, okay. What's the longest shift you have ever worked in the store?
Our basic hours, Thursday, 10 to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 to 8, and today we'll be open 10 to 6.
Wow, all right. Okay, do you have an espresso machine in your store to keep you going during these long hours?
I wish. I think that's something we're going to have to buy soon to keep us awake sometimes during the slow hours. But now, hopefully soon.
Wow, all right. Well, Sign Guy and myself sometimes frequent a sports card shop in Marysville, Washington, and the owner's name is Devin Vellinger. And he pretty much concentrates on sports cards, football, baseball, and basketball, and sometimes game cards like Minecraft. Have you yourself ever seen Devin South Park Vellinger on Facebook? And he being a successful businessman of, I believe, over 10 years, is also dealing in autographs. Do you know of Devin South Park Vellinger?
No, it doesn't come to mind, but I'll definitely inquire and, you know, check out some, you know, his business and, you know, what he's done to, you know, own and operate for over 10 years and see what the successes are that he's doing. But no, I haven't heard, but I will definitely inquire and, you know, do my research and more homework to add to the list of what I already have on assignment this evening. But no, I will definitely inquire.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as you know, we had a kind of a downturn in the economy there in 2008, 2009, 2010. Some people say it's still downturned. And for Devin to still have his shop open, he must be doing something right. So perhaps if you contacted him, you might exchange some business strategies. Yes. Okay.
Ah, for sure. For sure. If you're in business for 10 years, you're doing something right, and people are coming in and, you know, purchasing your product and checking out what you have. So if you're in business for that long, you know, there's a reason for it. So now you must be doing something right.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, Matt, are you aware of the business exploits of bass player for Kiss, Gene Simmons?
I am not.
Oh, okay. Well, Gene has often been quoted as saying that Kiss is more of a rock and roll brand than a rock and roll band. Gene and the singer of the band, Paul Stanley, own a football team called LA Kiss, an indoor football team. They also have a franchise of Kiss coffee houses. There are also KISS condoms and KISS caskets and KISS credit. Gene has also wrote several best-selling books, and one of them is called Sex, Money, KISS. That made the New York Times best-selling list, probably at number one. And he also has his own money bag logo that he has patented. So if I could tack on another homework assignment, you might want to go up on YouTube and look up Gene Simmons, businessman.
No, I sure will. It seems like he definitely looked at himself and his, the KISS brand that they built and ventured into a lot of different avenues as far as building that brand and selling a lot of different products, you know, under their umbrella. So it definitely seems like he's a very business-minded, oriented guy and definitely knows what he's doing as far as building the KISS brand and showing it that it's more than just a band. And it's a brand.
Yes. And do you yourself play a musical instrument?
From time to time when I have time, when I'm home, I do play the acoustic guitar. I'm nowhere on the skill level of a Gene Simmons or any of those guys, but it's something I do on my part time to relax when I'm not wrestling and on the road and not running the store. I'll try to hop on the old acoustic and play some tunes for a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what entrance music you have?
Currently, right now, I come out to the song called Separate Ways by the band called Journey.
Oh, Separate Ways by Journey. I know that one, yes. Okay.
Good song.
Wow. Any plans in the future to switch from Journey to something more hardcore?
The other entrance musics I used before were very, I guess, more hardcore per se. Used to come out to Metallica and another band called Slipknot. But about October 2014 is when I switched to Journey Separate Ways, and it was kind of a right place, right time to switch to that song. And it's one of those songs, I guess, that have become synonymous with myself. And they know when that song hit that the bulldozer's coming out to do his thing, and I think the fans relate to it, and they really enjoy the song, and they're clapping along. So because it was only going to be a one-time deal thing for a one-time match about a year and a half ago, but it really took a life of its own. So since then, I've been using it ever since, and right now I have no plans of changing.
Wow, all right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans if you were in action a week prior to Thanksgiving in 2015?
I believe I was, but most of the shows now kind of blend into the next one. So off the top of my head, I can't name the actual show. I know I was in the Midwest in the Ohio area, but I don't remember the card or who I wrestled.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans if there are any truth to the rumors that in 2016 you plan on coming out to Oregon or Washington?
I haven't heard these, but any rumors and any buzz is good buzz. So if people are talking, that's a good thing. But I do not know. I guess I cannot comment on those at this time in particular.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Matt, how many people do you employ at Bulldozer Collectibles?
Right now, it's just a self-owned and operated business. It is just me and my wife. Hopefully in the future, you know, we'll be doing good business where I can, you know, start to employ some people and, you know, be able to, you know, generate some revenue from them for them and, you know, have some people under the books and be able to pay them. But right now, it's just, you know, self-owned and operated. And it's just myself and my wife that run the store and the only employees in the store.
Okay. If somehow the economy improves and we seem to pare down the debt and we don't go under financially as a country and Bulldozer Collectibles is ready to expand overseas, what's the number one country that you would like to expand Bulldozer Collectibles?
I think I don't know if it's part of my lack of geographical places, but I'm not sure if the country itself it is, or I'm not sure, but I think a Bulldozer's Collectibles in Amsterdam might be a good place to venture out to.
Oh, okay, Amsterdam. Okay, very good. All right. All right, well, Matt, it's been good talking with you. good luck with your homework assignments, and I will turn the microphone back over to Sign Guy, and be sure to look up Devin South Park Bellinger. I gave him that kind of nickname, South Park. Yes.
I appreciate it. I will definitely get on those homework assignments ASAP.
Oh, and one last question. Who is your favorite South Park character? Is it Kenny? Or Timmy?
I'll go with I like Timmy. Timmy's the he's the black sheep of the show. He's the underrated workhorse. I think you can't not but not like Timmy. So can't go wrong with him.
Okay. How about the new PC principal who espouses political correctness?
Oh, I haven't seen it. Haven't seen it yet, so I couldn't comment.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to mark this down in my journal. Timmy, the black sheep of the show. Okay, very important. Yes. All right, back to you, Sign Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Matt, I know that in addition to the shop, you have a full plate of bookings. You travel quite a bit in the eastern third of the country. What are some of the promotions that you're working with in 2016 where fans can check you out when you're going to be in their area?
Sure. This coming Saturday, January 23rd, I'll be venturing to C4 Wrestling in Ottawa, Canada, taking on Evil Uno. The following Sunday, January 31st, I'll be in Somerville, Massachusetts, and I'll be in the main event against former NXT star Cassius Ohno, also known as Chris Hero, in the main event at Beyond Wrestling. The following Friday, February 5th, I'll be at Five Boroughs Wrestling in Brooklyn, New York, a part of a 30-man over-the-top rumble for a title shot in the near future at Five Boroughs Wrestling. The following day, February 6th, I'll be in South River, New Jersey for UWA Elite. I'll be taking on Kyle the Beast. Following Saturday, CZW returns to Voorhees, New Jersey for the first time since Cage of Death 17. At the Flyer Skate Zone, I'll be putting the CZW World Heavyweight Championship on the line in a ladder match against longtime rival Devin Moore. The following Friday begins a triple shot weekend. Excite Wrestling in Binghamton, New York. I'll be taking on the owner of CZW, DJ Hyde, at Excite Wrestling. The following day, February 20th, on Saturday, I'll be taking on the Big Scare, Dan O'Hare, for IWA Vintage in Bridgeton, New Jersey. And the following day, that'll round out the Triple Shot weekend, I'll be at Jersey Premier Championship Wrestling in Toms River, New Jersey, against the opponent to be announced. And February will round out, February 27th, Saturday, I'll be making my return to the Midwest for IWA East Coast in Nitro, West Virginia, when I take on Man-Man, Pondo, and Viper with the CZW title on the line and the three-way Dan. So that's what my January and February is looking at right now. So we're definitely keeping a busy schedule, which I'm very thankful for. So looking forward to what I got coming up.
Sounds like you're extremely busy, and you have to be careful for Madman Pondo because he's a wily veteran.
He sure is. He's been around the game a long time and very aware of what Madman brings to the table.
Absolutely, and his fiance also extremely good. I don't know if you've seen a lot of Crazy Mary, but he has taught her very well so far.
Oh, for sure. She's definitely on the up and up right now. She's one of the good up and coming talents in the business right now, and she's going to do a lot of big things. That she's already done a lot of big things, and she's going to continue to do so.
Well, Matt, I know you are at the store. Your time is a little bit limited, so I want to let you get back to handling your business. We appreciate all the time that you did give us. If there's anything you'd like to say in closing to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything that you've got going on, floor is all yours.
I appreciate the platform. I appreciate you guys having me on. Always a pleasure talking with you guys. One of my favorite podcasts that I get the opportunity to come on with. Always thought-provoking, and definitely one of the better podcasts, in my opinion, out there. So I enjoy you guys having me on. Anything and all information about myself, upcoming events, schedules, news, results, anything that you need to know about the Bulldozer, you can go to www.matt-tremont.com. Anything at all related to myself, you can find on that website. If you're looking for promos and matches, Tremont CZW on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. You know, we're always very vocal and, you know, social with the fans online and very interactive. And check out On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. It's a company I promote in Southern New Jersey. Check out Double Stomp Video. We're filming shows and distributing shows now. And if you get a chance, check out Bulldozer's Collectibles. You can like us on Facebook. And we're open Thursday through Sunday at the Berlin Farmers Market in Berlin, New Jersey. And again, I thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you very much. Best of luck to you with the store. I hope it's a huge success. Bump safe out there. We'll talk to you in the future, I'm sure. And good luck with all the matches. Sounds like you have a busy, busy travel schedule.
I sure do. I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Thank you for having me on again.
Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont, if you ever get the chance, if he's near you, go out there, catch a show, see what he does. Very versatile performer. If you like the hardcore wrestling, he does that. If you like the standard professional wrestling, he does that. A little bit of everything. If you're anywhere near Berlin, New Jersey, go visit the store. Sounds like it's a great place to visit for a wrestling fan. Should be absolutely phenomenal. Oh, QT, I'm going to head down the road. I'm going to make my way to NWA Blue Collar later this afternoon. So if you're in the North Portland area, stop on by. You'll get to see a brand new NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion. Should be great, QT.
It should be a very good sign, guy. And our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners want to know if there's any inside information on who will be the opening match. Do you have any information on this?
I do not at this point in time. But we got a few matches besides the tournament, so not sure what they'll open with, but it should be a great night. Title tournament, few other matches going to be going down. So get out there, support NWA Blue Collar if you're in Portland. Anywhere there's independent wrestling, get out there, support them. Independents work very hard for you, the fans. And we will be back with you next Friday afternoon. Next Friday we continue NWA Blue Collar Month with Petrov. So join us with Petrov next Sunday, week from today. Matt Classic of the AIWF going to be with us. So make plans, be with us. We'll talk to you later, fans.